Yesterday, we asked the question here, why even ask the question, who is Jesus? Because even if the world has shifted from arguing that Christianity is false to arguing that it's bad for you, people inherently are still interested in the truth. And if someone wants love and justice and human flourishing, don't they really want true love, true justice, true human flourishing? My friends, if the person and work and message of Jesus is the only true answer, then we need to explore the Jesus of the Bible.
Welcome.
Greetings, hopeful one. This is Roger Corville, and this is for the Hope's Always Be Ready segment, where we supplement our daily Bible read-through with a short exploration of an idea, something that relates to us thinking more strategically or biblically and living more effectively as Sunday morning touches down on Monday morning, which includes this ultimately practical question of exploring who Jesus is as we lead up to Easter. Now, to be fair, you will, of course, get someone along the way who wants to question the Bible as a source of knowledge for Jesus. And another day, we're going to defend why it's the most reliable set of documents from the ancient Near East by even secular standards and all that stuff. In the meantime, if you want to know the real Jesus, or someone that you're talking to wants to know who Jesus is, you can't escape the fact that the Bible is where we get to know him. So the Bible is where to go. And credit where credit's due, some part of what we're going to work through in the next week is me working through a little bit of one of R.C. Sproul's books called Who is Jesus? And interestingly, he asks a pair of questions early on. Why did God see fit to provide the world with four Gospels? Why not just one definitive biography of Jesus? Well, now before we answer those directly, let's up-level the question a bit. Why believe the Bible at all? Well, to me, there is no more powerful way of expressing it than this quote from Vodi Bakum. I choose to believe the Bible because it is a reliable collection of historical documents written by eyewitnesses during the lifetime of other witnesses. They report supernatural events that took place in fulfillment of specific prophecies and claim that their writings are divine rather than human origin. So back to those R.C. Sproul questions. Why did God see fit to provide the world with four different Gospels? Why not just one definitive biography of Jesus? This is Sproul. It pleased God, for his own reasons, to give us four different biographical portraits of Jesus, all looking at his person and work from slightly different perspectives. In Matthew's gospel, we are given a Jewish perspective. The emphasis is on Jesus as the fulfillment of numerous Old Testament prophecies, showing clearly that Jesus is the Messiah who had been promised in centuries past. Mark's gospel is brief and almost abrupt. It presents the life of Jesus as a blaze of miracles across the landscape of Palestine. Then there is the portrait provided by Luke, the physician, who was part of the Gentile community and a companion of the Apostle Paul on his missionary journeys to the Gentile nations. Luke shows that Jesus did not come solely to save Jewish people, but also men and women from every tribe, tongue, and nation. Luke also provides many insights into the teaching of Jesus through parables. And finally, John provides a highly theological portrait of Christ, demonstrating that Jesus is the incarnation of truth, the light of the world, and the one in whom there is abundant life. In fact, almost half of John's gospel is devoted to the Passion Week of Jesus' life, encompassing his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, his final teachings, and his betrayal, crucifixion, death, and resurrection. Unquote. And of course, my friends, that is what we celebrate at Easter. But this is no Easter bunny stuff. This is history. This is thousands of eyewitnesses of supernatural events. This is, defensibly, the best attested and most trustworthy set of documents of the ancient Near East. And why did God choose to reveal Jesus the way that he did? Well, I love the question, but in a way, it almost risks distracting you from the main point. I mean, it may have pleased God to do so in the way that it happened. But the real question on the table for you and me in terms of responding is the question, is he good? I mean, really good and fair and trustworthy good, such that we can trust that Jesus is who he says he is, that by believing in him, we can be brought from death to life eternally. How do we even know who Jesus is? Well, like Vodibachum, I choose to believe the Bible because it's a reliable collection of historical documents written by eyewitnesses during the lifetime of other witnesses. They report supernatural events that took place in fulfillment of specific prophecies and claim that their writings are divine rather than human origin. And that is how we know Jesus. In fact, my friends, that's the only way to know the real Jesus. Anything else is making up your own Jesus. I love you, my friends. Amen. Amen.